I'm not surprised at all. That has been the course of the constitution-making process from day one. This is a process which should have been completed within 18 months of inception. But this is now the third or fourth year before it has been concluded. So the delay is constant bickering and failure to conclude the process at any given time is not a new event at all. I would actually be surprised, but Enon is surprised, that it has not yet been concluded.
President Robert Mugabe's party has threatened to dissolve parliament and call for elections if this COPAC draft is not concluded by December. How serious a threat is this?
It could be serious because ZANU-PF realizes that it has several losses in the constitution because it is not in entire agreement with the issues that were raised. The only strategy for it now is to frustrate and curtail the conclusion of the constitution-making process, also to ensure that it lives up to its resolution at the just-ended conference to have elections by March 31. Also looking at that the president has twice approached the court seeking to extend the date to hold by elections, firstly to October and now to 31 March. If they do not hold elections by 31 March, the president will have to face the embarrassment of going back to court to request yet another postponement.